Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to be joined now by Jim Gaffigan, and of course, a hilarious comedian, and you've seen all the specials. You might have some of his books, as I do as well. He's here to talk about his latest film. It's called Most Wanted. It is in theaters, where a theater is open. And on demand, July 24th, and this is not a yuck-em-up. This is a very serious movie about a drug case that happened in between a young man between Canada and Thailand as well. And Jim, I got to give you credit because as soon as I saw you, I got a big smile. I'm like, hey, it's Jim Gaffigan. And then 10 seconds later, I was deathly afraid of you. So nice job.
Oh, good. Well, that's the athlete in me, right? It's all about intimidation. No, it was so fun to portray this guy who really kind of conned not only this guy who was framed for this, he was positioned as kind of a drug lord, and he also manipulated, the equivalent of the FBI in Canada. So it's a really fascinating story, and it's something that is, we've heard these stories before. I just didn't think that it happened everywhere, but it does happen everywhere. And there wasn't anything malicious that really was occurring, except for that, on the police part, it was just that this guy was dealing with a con man who framed him. But it's fun. And he's an unsavory guy, but it's fun to play those guys.
Yeah, I was going to say, you went from dad is fat to picker is scary, as I said, pretty quick.
Yeah.
On set, when they yelled cut, did you come up with were you back to being Jim Gaffigan again and, talking Hot Pockets or whatever? Or did you kind of stay in character to keep that grit?
No, it's, the thing is, the guy, I'm not doing jokes for my stand-up, but I'm definitely horsing around like anything, even in the most serious situation, when you get some buddies together, they're going to horse around. But it was not, particularly when you're dealing with such a heavy drama, you need to break the tension. But you also know that once the camera's rolling, you're going to be serious, But yeah, I don't know. It's weird because shooting movies and TV shows, there's a lot of downtime. So you can either mope or you can kind of horse around and have fun.
So the character, if people don't know, a decadent guy, let's just say, and savory, as you said, firearms and drugs laying around, chicks dancing, stuff like that. What did you draw from? Yeah. Was it straight the script, or were you thinking back to the frat days? I mean, what did you pull from?
Well, I think with every role, you kind of try and find a piece of you in the character. Maybe it's not the same experience, but it's reminiscent of an experience. So, it's like, granted, I grew up in a small town in Indiana and I wasn't a drug lord, but, being kind of a big shot in a scenario is something we've all kind of encountered. No matter where you are, there's a situation where you're like the top dog. And whether you're an eighth grader or you're, a 50-year-old guy, there's situations where you're higher status than anyone. So it's understanding those things. But, menacing a gun, intimidating people. Do I do that? No. But do I have fantasies of doing that? Yeah, it's not that far off, I've wanted to, It's like, mm-hmm. What grown adult hasn't wanted to, like, seek revenge on someone or intimidate someone that they feel has wronged them? So It's not that far away. It's just not something that I would do in real life.
A couple more questions for Jim Gaffigan. The new movie Most Wanted with Antoine Olivier Pilon, who's also going to be on the show. Josh Hartnett is also in the movie. I know recently on Twitter you tweeted out your first ever TV appearance on, it was on Caroline's. Richard Jenny was the MC. When you look back at that, and then you look at all the credits you've had, all the TV, all the movies, does that guy standing on stage at Caroline's, you know, doing dad jokes, is that not, you know, you weren't a dad then, but talking about your dad, does that seem like 100 yeah, years ago, yeah. or does that seem like yesterday?
It is, it seems like a different lifetime. It seems like, you know, it was, you know, 25 years ago. But it was also, you know, there's so many twists and turns. And I mean, I remember because I went from my day job to that taping. And I think I took a nap at work and went and did the show. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, it was exciting and terrifying. And I think that I naively thought that things would fall into place after that. And after about 10 years, I realized they weren't going to. But, yeah, it feels like a different lifetime.
And then, you know, it's funny. I just saw that you're going to be having your own pop-up station on Sirius XM. That's got to be a thrill, 24/7 Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, no, that was just absurd when they asked if I wanted to do it. I was like, yeah, sure. And you know, there are, I've got this library of a lot of albums, and they found two albums that I had self-released. And there's a bunch of interviews. And, you know, it's weird. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to listen to it, you know. But you know, people that do want, you know, to hear me can check it out. But it's very flattering. You know, I had no expectation. That's definitely one of those things where I was like, well, I never had an expectation. Well, maybe one day I'll have my own Sirius XM channel.
No doubt. Are any of your kids old enough to, are you going to let them see Most Wanted yet?
You know, my kids, you know, my 14-year-old son will probably see it. He sees every single movie, and I don't know when he watches them. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, they're not interested in any of my stuff. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I did this YouTube video. I've been posting daily YouTube videos, and I did this YouTube. I've done little shows, one with my two youngest, Mike and Pat show, and I had them try a Hot Pocket because my wife doesn't buy any of that stuff. And then I showed them my Hot Pocket clip, and they had never seen it before. Like, they don't, you know, like my kids, they just know me as the guy who takes the iPads away. They don't know that I am a comedian or an actor, you know.
All right. I know you got to run. I want to remind everybody to check out Most Wanted. It is a very, very gritty story. It's a good movie. It's going to be available from Saban Films on demand and in theaters on July 24th with Josh Hartnett, Antoine Olivier Pilon, and our guest, Jim Gaffigan. Jim, I'm a big fan, man. Thanks for coming on the show. Congratulations on the movie, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Bus.